In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. My last year at the seminary in 1983 was like this year, where the Feast of the Annunciation was moved because it fell either in Holy Week or Easter Week. I can't remember exactly which one, but that's when this feast gets moved. It gets bumped if it falls during those 2 weeks, and so it takes place after Easter Week. And that morning was also the morning of a 5.6 earthquake that was epicentered about 10 miles away from the Abbey. And right as the monks were praying morning prayer and chanting, and the angel declared unto Mary, that was when the earthquake hit. Boom! You just heard this great big boom! And everything started shaking. It was quite the experience. And it was very appropriate, because when the angel declared unto Mary, it wasn't an earthquake, but it was something which shook all of creation and changed things forever. Because at that moment, when the Blessed Virgin Mary said yes, all of creation changed, because God entered into his creation. At that point, the Son of Man emptied himself of glory and took upon himself our frail human nature. Because that's when Jesus came into existence. Now, the Son of God had existed for all time, but at that moment, he became true God and true man. And the person of Jesus, who is true God and true man, came into existence. It's kind of odd, isn't it? But that is what happened. And that is the beginning of our salvation. Because remember why Jesus entered into our reality. He entered in to reveal God perfectly to us, to suffer for us, to die for us, to be raised from the dead for us, and to open the gates of heaven for us. It's the beginning of what we celebrate during this time of Easter, our salvation. And it is truly a wonderful thing. And it's even more wonderful when you realize that the Son became true God and true man, not just for his 30-some-odd years on earth, but for all eternity. And at that point, his divine nature was wedded to his human nature for all time. Our Lord, when he ascends into heaven, does not take off his human suit. Instead, he lifts up our frail human nature above that even of the angels. Say, how can we as human beings be superior to the angels? Well, God never became an angel, but he became a person, a human. So it is truly a marvelous thing. And it also shows us what it means to be a human, that we are human beings, that we are persons from the moment of conception. You know, we don't get zapped with personhood a little bit later, you know, for example, like when our heart starts beating in our mother's womb, or when we are born and take our first breath, or as some weirdos think, when we first use speech. We are human all along. And that really should inform us on the issue of abortion. When is a human being a person? From the very moment of conception, entitled to all of the rights that every innocent human life is entitled. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.